Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life and or your business from the inside out. I'll be bringing to you the best of NLP and cutting edge neuroscience of your multiple brains. I'll be exploring how these transformational coaching modalities have the potential to change your life. And if you're interested in training to coach others in NLP or MBIT, then listen out for more information about my training courses and how you can become an accredited NLP and MBIT coach. Welcome. This is Warren Langford, Managing Director of Lab Creative, who has very kindly said that he will have a conversation with me about his coaching experience with me. So thanks, Warren, for joining me today. And we're going to do a really quick 10 minutes. I've asked you a few questions, so I'd love for you to share those answers. So first of all, I asked you what brought you to coaching for your sort of professional and personal life.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you very much for inviting me on. It's always nice to be able to share my experience. What made me sign up for coaching? When I initially approached you, it was because I could feel myself kind of slipping back a little bit, slightly, from how the business took off, and it took off really fast. And it's been like that ever since. It's not stopped. It's just
absolutely
incredible. And as we identified together, I was suffering with a little bit of imposter syndrome. And I'm first to admit it was the thing that was holding me back. And obviously you made me sort of realize that how to sort of deal without the triggers that were happening. And I couldn't believe some of the companies that were approaching us, and some of them were really, really big companies locally. I won't mention any names, obviously. And for the fact that how long we'd been trading, it just blew my mind. I couldn't comprehend why. I just needed a bit of validation, really, in terms of we were doing the right thing, just my own mindset and just a way to absorb it. But personally, it's made a massive shift in my life, 100%.
I love what you just said there, Warren, because your company did take off really fast and, you know, and elevated in growth. And a lot of businesses don't have that success quite as quickly. And they, you know, then suffer with that self-doubt and, or, you know, almost fear and scarcity mindset. But actually for you, it was a different thing because you were growing so quickly that, like you've just said, that imposter of like, wow, hang on a minute, can I really do this? And, you know, these people are coming to you. And so I love that because I don't think you have those companies like yours that actually elevate really quickly. You know, we talk about the kind of startup businesses and perhaps that kind of struggle of that and the mindset around, you know, self-doubt, can I do this, all that. But actually to start off like you did and then grow so quickly has its own mental challenges as well, doesn't it? From a mindset perspective of what I do as a coach.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of businesses sort of like us that have set up and we've scaled it the right way. You know, there's 10 plus of us, I think it's 12 now. We've got a few home workers as well. But we've seen people that have started up and they've gone like this, rocket ship's going up, but they've not scaled it and it's turned back on itself and exploded. I'm very conscious of if we need something, if we get really, really busy, and everything with us is on a monthly basis, so we're financially safe in terms of employing more people, we're not scaling too big or too fast, it works right. But getting that and putting that into place has been there's always been a worry of, are we scaling too fast, are we doing this the right way? But just having those conversations with you, those sessions with you, just sort of put my mind at rest and thinking we are doing the right thing.
As a business owner and as a managing director and, you know, overseeing everything, leading your team, leading your people, and I know that that's something that you're really passionate about, Warren. You know, we've chatted a lot and obviously we've become friends outside of the coaching, and, you know, what I see in you is that absolute desire and passion to grow your people. You know, you are an organization who is passionate about making sure that everybody's strengths are unleashed and, you know, are nurtured and nourished, and, you know, you want people to be really happy in their work. And I know that's really important to you. So I think you had that as a massive value anyway before you came to coaching. And I'm curious, how did the coaching support you in being that even better leader? Because I think we talked about that, haven't we? So I think you already had immense leadership skills because of your passion and your values. And I've also heard you talk about things that have now enhanced even more as a leader to support your staff. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's helped me sort of stay focused and stay positive and drive the business in the right way. Anyone that knows me knows that's who I am. You can't, you know, the biggest thing I read it in one of the books. I've been reading loads of books lately. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do a lot of things with a negative mindset. You can't run a business with a negative mindset, and you definitely can't grow a business with a negative mindset. You know, whether it's if you're at a networking event or you're at a client meeting, if you're negative, it rolls out. If there's two people, one negative, you're going to go to the positive one every single time. But yeah, it's made a massive change altogether. In terms of for the staff, you know, we do everything for them. You know, we're just sorting out employee benefits. We're giving them Bupa cover, dental, eye care, all the other bits that you think. But just trying to make it a nice place for them to work and want to work and retain good staff as well at the same time. But yeah, we're doing as much as possible for them. The staff already, you know, they love working here. You know, and they don't just say it to me; they say it to other people as well.
Yeah, they do.
It does roll out, you know, and that positivity to me, you know, from my office, I can be sat in my office and it's just positive coming out, and I can hear the staff having a good time. They're not afraid to talk. They're not afraid to look on the mobile phone or do anything or make a private call. They can do whatever they need to. You know, that the work's getting done, and that's all I'm interested in. Is that happy? That rolls out to the clients. Work getting done.
Yeah.
Etc.
And there's loads of things I just heard there, Warren, in that role model of you as a leader, modeling that, you know, that ability to grow themselves, to feel, I know that we've talked about, you know, enabling your staff that space to make mistakes, to actually grow for themselves, to learn for themselves, to be able to know that they are in that safe space where, you know, you give them positive feedback. And if things go wrong for whatever reason, they're able to get that support, learn from that and grow. And there's not that culture of feeling that they can't make those mistakes and do things because, you know, you're there to support them. They're there to support each other. And obviously I've been into your office and I've, you know, I've been in that environment and seen everybody working really well together. And I think, again, from a leadership perspective, one of the things that I'm really passionate about is growing leaders, because like you, in a business that, you know, is growing and wants to provide the best service, because ultimately that's what it's about, isn't it? Providing an incredible, of course, I've had your service as with my website, you know, and giving us an immense service to your customers. And that only happens when you're leading successfully and you've got a happy team who are also productive and feeling good in themselves. So I think that's what I've seen as we've talked over these past few months, that environment and that culture has grown as well, hasn't it? Which is incredible. So I know we're going to work together with your team. So what are you hoping for in that respect, that, you know, you're some training and some work together will support your team?
Yeah, I think I'd definitely say there's areas in the development in the team I'd like to develop. You know, there's time management things that I've been trying to put in for quite a while, but again, we're just so busy. We've got the college coming in to do that side of things. But I think from just our sessions and the way you've helped me, and I know what you do for businesses, I think some kind of techniques for problem solving, better relationship building with clients, demanding clients how to deal with them.
Absolutely.
You know, you do it on the color chart if they're a red. How do you deal with them if you're a blue? That kind of thing. Nice. Workload and just anything that will kind of make the teamwork even better than it is, because the teamwork is great. Yeah. You know, we had an operations manager join us a few months ago, and she's made it even better. But I still think there's some things that we can improve on certain parts. Nothing negative. It's all positive to push. But everyone deals with things in different ways, and I just think if they can have access to you and your services like I had, I do really think it'll make a difference, because without these guys, I haven't got a business, and I really understand that. And, you know, it makes me proud when I come in every day and they're all started working, and I can sit in my office and I can hear them all working. There's a few little things, like I said, problem solving, and a few other bits that but how we can sort of implement them. And I've got 100% faith that you coming in once a month will make a difference.
I love what you said there as well, you know, Warren, because a lot of the times, and, you know, and I totally understand this, we can be quite reactive. You know, we wait until there's a problem, until there's something going wrong before we bring somebody in to support and help. And because, like, you know, many businesses are extremely busy and, you know, you're on the shop floor and doing all the things that you need to do. And I love what you just said there about actually coaching for you as well has been about making even better and enhancing. And that's very much NLP that I train, as you know, is mm-hmm. about that kind of being the best version of ourselves and excellence, modeling excellence. So one of the things that I think it's important what you've just said there as a business is not waiting till there are major problems, not waiting till things are falling apart, not mm-hmm. waiting till like you're in crisis mode before getting that support. Actually, it's almost the preventative of yeah. having those things in place, having your staff who are skilled already to communicate effectively, be able to see outside of the box and deal with problems in a, you know, in a really effective way, that they've already got those skills, so that when and if those things happen, which of course they do, there's challenging clients and customers and things sometimes go wrong or whatever, actually you've got a team of people who are resilient, who are skilled up to be able to manage those really successfully, and therefore you don't then have the time consuming that it potentially would take if it's gone kind of a bit, you know, wrong. So I love that as well, that you are very forward thinking in that way as a business around, actually, let's bring in the training and the coaching so that you've got the tools and resources already and you're yeah. equipped for, you know, dealing with those things that happen. So, and I think yeah. that is a key thing with a, you know, with a successful business, that they're not afraid to bring somebody in to do that, to enhance it, make it even better, so that you're prepared for things, which is really forward thinking, hence why your business has grown like it has already. So, Warren, so thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to sort of say or add about your own business? You know, tell me who you support, what clients you work with, who you're looking to work with.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing for us at the moment is the stuff that we give back. You know, we're big with charity. You know, we do yeah. a lot across the Far Coast. You know, we yeah. do Blackpool Carers, we do Kindness Counts. There's tons and tons and tons we do. I can't even count them all, to be honest. It's about six or seven that we really yeah, support. In terms of clients, you know, we've got some really, really big clients. I don't want to drop any names because I don't really want to, they might get targeted. But in terms of other things, we're launching a few things currently, which, you know, we've got a good affiliate program, which mm-hmm. people can sort of pass leads over to us. We close them, they get a little bit of money back, which is, it's more clients coming in where we don't really have to do, we don't have to do any hunting for them, if you will. Everything's incoming as well with us. But no, in general, I think you've covered everything. I'm really looking forward to just what the difference you made to me in those short time that we spent together, how we can make a difference in here. And I think any business owner that is going through it, because I wasn't in the state where the wheels were falling off. I could just feel mm-hmm. myself sort of unaligning where I normally am. I'm normally really, really full on going. And I could just feel something thinking, and it was preventative. I thought, you know what, if I get it in, like you said, I know for a fact my head's going to be strong forever, and ever since then I've been absolutely brilliant, and
amazing.
It'll make a massive difference to these. If anyone's listening or watching, get in touch with Sarah, because she'll make a massive difference to you and your business, without a doubt.
Really appreciate that. All right, Warren, thanks so much for your time, and I'll see you really soon. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care.